From Google spreadsheets to graphics on Instagram, lists of Black-owned businesses are being touted as a way for consumers to show solidarity with the Black community.
They've always been here. They've always been part of the community. And, you know, this is not something new.
That's Tammy Martin Riles, president of the Black Chamber of Commerce Inland Empire, who is also a high school science and business teacher and a small business owner. She says she has several genuinely caring questions for people who share the lists. Did the death of George Floyd really help people realize Black business is important to the economy? Or does it come from guilt and a reevaluation of Black people? Darren Conkright, a Riverside business owner whose cafe was among those being shared online, thinks the lists are necessary for people to realize what's in the community.
I love the list. I think that the community, should have maybe made a list, years ago to show where certain types of businesses are and different people can, get support from them.
His 24-year-old cafe, Back to the Grind, is one that survived the shutdown and has started reopening. But this hasn't been the case for all. Not only have African Americans been disproportionately affected by COVID-19, the number of working Black businesses decreased by over 40% nationally from February to April, the highest of any racial group. Which is why Martin Riles says the chamber is not only providing webinars on how to successfully operate during the pandemic, but hope.
We have to make sure that people have hope and know that people are here and we care. And we're all in this together with this COVID-19 and the quarantine and everything that's happening.
For more information on the lists, visit kvcrnews.org. Megan Jamerson, Empire KVCR News.